Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols joins us today. And Sheriff, I know you've got something you want to let the folks of Randolph County know what's going on.
Well, Bob, that's correct. And it's no secret. This will be my last term as sheriff. And at the end of this term, I will be retiring. It's been a good long run, but, you know, after a while, it's time to hang spurs up.
All right. Have you enjoyed your time as sheriff?
Well, absolutely. It's a rewarding career, and I love the county. I mean, it's my home, and love serving the citizens of the county.
Okay. What got you interested in joining the sheriff's department to start with?
Well, it was actually a friend of mine who was working for the sheriff's department at the time, back in the mid-80s. And he said, you ought to try this. And so I thought, let's give it a try. And it was a niche that I fell into and really enjoyed it.
You were chief deputy for a while, weren't you?
For 8 years. Then I ran for sheriff, and I've been sheriff. This is my fourth term, so at the end of this will be 16 years.
So you still got a little bit of time left, too. What's this going to be like for you, do you think?
Oh, it's definitely be a transition to the civilian life, and actually looking forward to it, and hopefully grooming somebody else for the position.
All right. How has law enforcement changed, Mark, over the time you've been in there?
It has changed quite a bit. I will say that when I got into it, that everybody had respect for the law enforcement. And that has diminished over the years. And with new laws and things of that nature, I can't say that it is the best, but it's the best that we have in the world.
All right, I got to ask you, who have you kind of looked up to that got you interested in this? Is there anyone in particular you kind of patterned yourself after?
Actually, I can't say that I've tried to pattern myself after one particular person or individual or law enforcement officer. It's kind of a combination of all. I mean, I have several friends that are in law enforcement over the years, and you pick up tidbits from each one of them and try to customize your own.
Is law enforcement, especially when you get an upper echelon position like yours, is it a tight-knit community?
Oh, it is. You know, you have the administrators, and then you have your rank and file. And each step that you go, you have those individuals that you are tighter with, and you have your networking.
All right. Having known you for a long time and been involved in this end for a long time, I know you're one of the most respected sheriffs across the state. When you hear people say that, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it's really heartwarming. You know, it's not that I've tried to do anything different. It's just I treat people the way that I like to be treated, and try to do the best job that I possibly can to serve the citizens of the county.
All right. Has crime changed over the years, too?
Oh, my goodness, yes. When I started, if we had in the county 300 calls, we had a busy year. Now we're looking at over 3,000 calls, and that's just for the sheriff's office. That doesn't include the police department. That doesn't include the highway patrol. You know, it's grown tenfold. Our civil papers, you know, if you'd serve 20 civil papers in a week, when I started, that was busy. Now we're serving about 3,500 a year. Warrants, the prosecutor gets out usually about 2,000 warrants a year. It has increased. I think that a lot of that is policing practices and a lot of things that we're stricter on now than we were back then.
I got to ask you, any plans for your retirement? Because I know it's still, what, better than a year off?
Well, yeah, we're looking at, not that I'm counting, but 16 months, 3 weeks. I really don't have any plans at this point. I do have a couple of things that are in the works, but we'll see how they develop and just plan on enjoying retirement.
Okay, I got to ask you this as we wrap. I know Chris Hughes, former sheriff of Sheraton County, is a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine. Has he given you any advice as you go into retirement?
Actually, he has. He's one I've talked to several times, and he's like, you got to do it. It's the best feeling that you'll ever have. And I'm starting to get that feeling, and he is correct.
All right. Any advice for whoever your successor is going to be?
Good luck, and just keep your constituents and the citizens in mind, and you're working for them.
All right, Randolph County Sheriff Mark Nichols, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.